Well, you said that Anthem was widely panned. I've got it, and oh my.
Bad?
It's...
So she's a professional singer.
Four-time Emmy Award winner, if we were to believe the graphic.
Well, they said... Grammy. She was a nominee.
Oh, nominee? Well, yeah. She shouldn't have been nominated either, if this is what it sounds like.
All right, what do we got?
Here's a snippet of it.
With broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting. That our flag was still there.
Are they booing?
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
That can't be.
Dude, what?
That can't be.
Like, is that real?
She's a professional?
That sounded distorted and weird.
Well, we were getting reports on the Vancouver Four text line of how bad it was.
This is the clip that's going around all of Twitter. So unless someone messed with it and that's the one that went out, like, what it sounded like.
And in my head, I was like, how bad could it be?
Right. She's a country music.
Country music. So I figured it would just, you know, she probably didn't have a huge voice, but, you know, it's singer-songwriter type. But
whoa.
That's
bad.
That's bad. That's like when the Unipiper did his and they had to bring him back for a second attempt. I feel like she should get another attempt at that because that can't be. Boy, imagine someone like that. And for the most part, we're all hearing you on a national audience for the first time. And that's what you're putting out there. Although maybe it's a good thing because people are Googling her now.
Someone said, kind of sounds like happy birthday, Mr. President.
A little bit.
It did. Happy birthday. Oh, my God.
Well, if you know, like, look, not everyone needs huge pipes in order to be a successful singer.
No.
But if you know you don't have a big range like that, why do you try to do the,
why wouldn't they just lip sync it, you know? Like, lay it down, do your best.
Auto-tune the S out of that.
Right.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
I kind of feel bad for her.
Why?
Because, you know, that can't be.
So she really sucks that bad?
Well, if you're supposed to be a respected artist, that's probably tough to come back from
We've heard multiple people say that it's a tough song. You know, the acoustics and they supposedly that is not an easy thing to go up and belt out.
Especially in a big stadium.
Yeah, to belt out a live national anthem. If there's feedback issues, you can't hear yourself.
Right.
There has to be. There's no way that voice sings professionally. There's just no way.
Yeah, you're right. She probably had some rough...
Something wrong with her earpiece, maybe. Yeah. Like,
and she had to just power through.
Gotta be an excuse. Because
I've heard that. Like, if your ear monitors go out and you can't hear yourself and there's a delay in what you hear...
Hearing the feedback from the stadium.
Then it can be a nightmare. There's no way. That can't be.
That was from the Home Run Derby. By the way, Gunnar Henderson has a custom Scooby-Doo bat.
I know, I saw it's pretty bad. A badass that says zoinks.
It says zoinks on his bat.
Alec Bohm was just swinging one that has like bandana print on it. Big Texas theme.
He did pretty good. How many did he get?
21.
Yeah.
And he was the dark horse. He was the worst odds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look, why not have some fun? You know, the God guys do like custom cleats, and so why not do the custom bat?
Well, the bad thing is I think they've tried to make the guys who wear tall socks, they've tried to make them look like cowboy boots. So they have tall brown socks to go with these uniforms and patterns. It does not look good.
Well, again, it's Texas.
It's like they were nylons.
I don't know if you know this about Texas, but they like themselves some Texas.
But when they're skin tight, they look like man nylons, not cowboy boots.
Buck, have you been to Texas?
Yes.
Well... You go to Texas, you're going to see a lot of Texas. I got a buddy of mine.
They're big on Texas.
I got a buddy of mine who's got this giant, a military guy. He's got a giant calf, And right on it is a big Longhorn, but in the Longhorn, Texas flag.
Of course.
And I love every time I see it and be like, hey, are you from Texas?
Well, you can imagine what has already popped up on social media regarding Ingrid's national anthem.
Yeah.
Well, can you tie a couple of recent events together to get the meme on that one?
A couple of recent events.
Well, everybody's posting Trump's ear.
Oh.
The bleeding ear.
The bleeding ear.
You know. Because they listen to that and their ears are bleading. That's where we've gone.
Poor gal.
As a matter of fact, somebody said that Ingrid Andress' national anthem might have been the worst thing to happen in America in the last 48 hours.
Jeez Louise. Freaking internet. Look, I'm not going to lie. That was kind of clever.
Your boy Bobby's up.
Bobby! This guy's going to dominate.
Yeah, he just grounded out to third.
Well, he can't
weekly.
Can't hit everyone out, can you?
Boy, those Brown Sox are interesting.
Yeah, because they're supposed to look like cowboy boots, and they definitely do not.
No, no. But, you know.
I like the idea, just not the execution. Yeah.
Bringing the goatee back, boys.
Is the goatee coming back?
Is there
a bunch of white bald guys that are like, yes, it's back.
It's not back, but Bobby Witt wears one.
I think Danny goes goatee.
Yeah, a la 1999.
Yeah. Hey, I had a
2006.
Goatee. I had a goatee for a while. Didn't we all?
Yeah, I rocked a goatee from like 03 to 07. Yeah.
Didn't we all had a goatee phase?
We did.
You know.
I heard tales the other day of cigarette smoke and soul patch rop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The soul patch was the thing.
Yeah, I had a patch. I've had it all. I had a rat tail. I had a mullet.
How old were you at rat tail?
Probably 8, 9, okay. 10.
How old were you at mullet?
2.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't remember. I've had rat tail. I've had mullet.
Did you do bowl cut?
I've had earring. I've had...
Oh, I had a sweet mullet and the bowl cut.
Yeah, I had the bowl cut.
I did the frosted tips.
Oh, yeah. I did those.
I did the hydrogen peroxide thing once. You remember that?
The Slim Shady look?
Oh, I went... I think that was in college. I went with Slim Shady for a little bit. Yeah. We all had that.
Soul patch.
Yeah.
Beard.
Dude, that's
goatee. I'm an experimenter.
You have to.
A trendsetter.
You just look back at some of your photos and there's a lot of that. You're like, oh my God. I remember went over to Dusty's place for his wedding and Dusty had the Slim Shady with double earring photo up on the wall and puka shell necklace. It was like peak, like 1996 fan, man. It was great.
I think I was one earring short of having that same photo at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a thing, man.
All right, let's check in on Prime next. Here's Buck.